Doctor, my eyes. If health matters to you, ask the doc. Tell me what you see. Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Now, as I said before the break, you can be sneeze safe by catching it, minning it, and killing it. And when it comes to your cough and sniffles, if you do get it, however, of course, you've got to maintain a healthy diet, and it's so essential that you do. Now, joining me on the line is accredited practicing dietitian, Sharon Natoli, who says that probiotics can be a great defence against colds this season. G'day, Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
Now, probiotics, what exactly are probiotics?
Yeah, probiotics are the healthy bacteria that you find most commonly in products like yogurts and yogurt drinks, which help to maintain a strong immune system. So they're very good at this time of the year in terms of including those types of, like the yogurts and drinking yogurts in your diet and looking at the types of probiotics that are in them.
Right. So when you consider that most of us get one or two colds a year, sometimes three and four, food choices can be one of the easiest ways of helping to boost the immunity.
Yes, and it's interesting to know that, you know, most of your immune cells are actually located in your digestive system, so it's really important in terms of what we eat. And
people don't realise that too, though. They don't realise that as well as doing all those other wonderful things, that the gut's a prime defence organism.
It is. It's our first line of defence against bugs. So if we're eating probiotics, and in particular one called LGG, which you can find in some yogurts on the supermarket shelf, that one was shown recently in a study where they looked at 200 people and what they were eating and gave them this LGG, and they found that their colds lasted 2 days less than people that weren't having the LGG, and their symptoms were also a third less severe. So they can be a useful thing to include if you've got a cold, as well as helping to try and prevent it from happening in the first place.
Well, Sharon, what are some of the top foods for boosting immunity?
Yeah, so other than the probiotic yogurts and the LGG, we need to look at things like zinc. Zinc is a mineral that is involved in many reactions in the body that help to keep the immune system strong. And the richest natural source of zinc is oysters. And we know that just two or three oysters a day gives you 100% of your daily needs. So
just what I'll enjoy. Fantastic.
Yeah, so if you like oysters, I know they're not everyone's favourite food, but they're very good from an immune perspective. And, of course, things like garlic. Garlic has antibacterial properties, so that's great to throw into your soups and stir fries at this time of the year. And another important vitamin is vitamin A, because that's needed to keep the skin cells healthy, so it's needed for the membranes of the cells. And that, of course, is found in high amounts in carrots, and just half a carrot a day gets you all your needs for vitamin A, so that's pretty easy. Or red capsicum's another really good source of vitamin A.
Now, tell me this, Sharon. What's the probiotic that is so valuable to try to prevent cold?
It's called LGD, Lactobacillus GD. That's the one that's got the most research behind it in terms of helping to improve your immune system and reduce the risk of getting a cold.
Sharon Natoli talking probiotics, fantastic to prevent colds and flu this winter. Thank you so much for joining me on Health Matters.
It's a pleasure.
For more information on probiotics for cold prevention, visit Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
After the break, tips to kick the winter blues.